isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess megalophobia for the preceding review, and a passion for the music popular back when my parents first saw the amazing Colossal Man at the drive-in. Quite a versatile three-letter word, paradoxical to its inference, characteristically deployed for its principal definition to describe something of great size, it is also used to imply something of great popularity or importance, like this program, and as an intensifier or to frame one's enthusiasm. In rock and rhythm, the word found its way into the titles of a lot of tunes and even more as an affectionate moniker of many of the era's denizens.
Attention all stations, calling all stations. Clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast. The big broadcast.
Get ready for the big broadcast on this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review as we go big with Big Mama Thornton and the High Tones, Piano Red, Jesse Stone, Memphis Slim, Smiley Lewis, The Olympics, Daryl Feltz, John Lee Hooker, and Chuck Berry. Recycling riffs and entire arrangements was part of the Chuck Berry praxis. Prime example is School Days, which he recycled into No Particular Place to Go 7 years later. But fittingly, a month prior to the latter's recording, Chuck snuck in a third variation destined for a UK-only 1964 LP before hitting the US on a 1990s comp. It can be surmised that the British-sounding title was due to the UK exclusivity, as it lyrically had zip to do with the Big Bell. Big Ben Blues.
Tickety tick and a tickety tock. A tick and a click and a sudden shock. A clock alarming by my bed. And loud enough to wake up the dead. I'm tired and sleepy from head to toe. But I gotta get up and get ready to go. Machine. Hour for hour, day after day, but it rocks around and rolls away. Blow, whistle, and let me go home, away from work and on my own. Another day, a late show and a shuffle to bed. Now lay me down, a word is said. Cool the alarm out on the clock for another day and another shock. We'll be right back.
These two background contributors wielded big pens for Atlantic Records in the 50s, songwriters Rudy Toombs and Charles Calhoun, aka Jesse Stone. Stone fancied himself a singer in the late 40s, ironically covering a 1947 Toombs tune for RCA, first released by Bull Moose Jackson the same year. Keep your big mouth shut.
I met a nice guy. He took me to a party, got a bit high, and then the fight started. Just a small highball had me feeling gay, and all I did was to shout, hey, hey.
What did you say?
I didn't say nothing.
What did you say?
I didn't say nothing.
What did you say?
I didn't say nothing, but they said I should have kept my big mouth shut. Always try to do what's right. I never try to pick a fight. Some fella got mellow, started shouting hooray, then looked around at me and hollered, what did you say?
What did you say?
I didn't say nothing.
What did you say?
I didn't say nothing.
What did you say?
I didn't say nothing, but I guess I should have kept my big mouth shut. I met my gal friend to take her out a walk and had a big fight, but she did all the talking, so I just kept quiet while she bent my ear. Then all I said was, yes, my dear.
What did you say?
I didn't say nothing.
What did you say?
I didn't say nothing.
What did you say?
I didn't say nothing, but I guess I should have kept my big mouth shut.
What did you do?
I didn't do nothing.
What did she do?
She really did something. She took me right to a preacher man and said, marry us now just as fast as you can.
What did you say?
I didn't say nothing.
What did he say?
He must have said something, 'cause we're married now and we're man and wife, and she'll talk, talk, talk for the rest of my life.
What do you say?
I never say nothing.
What do you say?
I never say nothing.
What does she say?
She never says nothing, but keep your big mouth shut.
Daryl Feltz cut only two singles. The first was on Star Day imprint Dixie in 1958, but the second for OK in 59 found Feltz filling big shoes at Norm Petty Studios, backed by a post-Holly Crickets, for a proper recording of a demo Feltz cut 3 years prior. It's a great big day.
Well, now, the other day when I was walking down the street, I saw this little chick that I hadn't seen in the longest time. I said, hey, come here. She said, what you want? I said, I want to tell you something. She said, and what's that? She said, well, that's all right. Just come on here. And then I said, well, it's a great,
a big day.
Ooh, baby, well, it's a great,
a big day.
Well, it's a great big day, mama. You know it's a great,
a big day.
Well, I pulled into the station, had them to clean my glass, give me 2 quarts of oil and $1 worth of gas. I had to hit the road to keep my date, but I knew this chick just wasn't gonna wait. 'Cause it's a great,
a big day.
Ooh, baby, well, it's a great,
a big day.
Well, it's a great big day, mama. You know it's a great,
a big day.
Well, I just got my baby and we's doing just fine. Little did we know it was a big fat cop behind. And just when I was ready to get up some speed, he pulls up beside him and he says, "Hey, buddy, ain't you Reed?" And I said, "Yes, indeed." But it's a great,
a big day.
Ooh, baby, well, it's a great,
a big day.
Well, it's a great big day, mama, you know. It's a great,
a big day.
Well, the old folks boogie and the children do too. Ain't to nobody to do it like me and you. Well, it's a great,
a big day.
Ooh, baby, well, it's a great,
a big day.
Well, it's a great big day, mama. You know it's a great,
a big day.
You know. This Cajun standard has been waltzing around at least since 1928 under the titles Basile and later Grand Mamou. Mamou and Basile being neighboring, not-so-big towns in central Louisiana. In 1952, Link Davis penned English lyrics to go with the French and scored a hit. Smiley Lewis followed in 53, and while vaguely similar to Link's lyrically, hence Davis got label credit, this variation was all Smiley. Big Mamou.
Big Mamou! Why did you go away? Leave me and Big Mamou.
Big Mamou!
Why did you go away?
This notable town in northern Indiana, named for a Miami Indian folk legend, got big lyrical mileage in rock and rhythm, from Hollywood's nod in the 1947 musical Mama Wore Tights, to being name-checked by Chuck Berry in 1964's aforesaid No Particular Place to Go. Kokomo is a word that dropped often, and 88 ace Willie Lee Perryman, aka Piano Red, dropped his own for groove in 1954. Big Rock Joe from Kokomo.
Hello, hello, the Juicy Joe. Big Rock Joe from Kokomo. Is you rich or is you poor? Listen to me while I tell you some more. I got a Cadillac car, boy, she's a sight. She's all dressed up in neon lights. She got folks baptized, gold wire wheels. A little dining room where we eat our meal. Now, baby, if you want to hear some more, this is Big Rock Joe from Kokomo.
Thank you.
Frog Joe from Kokomo. Come on, Joe, help me some more. I'm Big Frog Joe from Kokomo. Got a paint castle out on the west side hill. Roofed all painted with dollar bills. Cigar bill wouldn't be so high. Use $20 bills to make my fire. Now, if you just want to hear some more, it's Big Frog Joe from Kokomo. This is Big Rock Joe from Kokomo. Is you rich or is you poor? Listen to me while I tell you some more. As I begin to walk down the street, he looks at me from my head to my feet. Women run to the window, they say, ain't that a sight? I got a diamond ring, big as a electric light. Honey, if you just want to hear some more, this is Big Rock Joe from Kokomo.
Plank Spanker Memphis Slim recorded a prolific amount of songs for a plethora of labels prior to his enduring exodus from the Windy City to the City of Lights. A dance cut from the 1961 LP, The World's Foremost Blues Singer, I said foremost, not melodic, on the not-so-big label Strand, found Slim not singing about a World War I howitzer, but instead a big fleet-footed gal, Big Bertha. The City of Big Shoulders provided a stage for several of this episode's artists, and John Lee Hooker would count as another that cut some of his best while standing on said shoulders. In 1964, Hooker's penultimate single for the VJ label yielded another of Hook's lascivious blues masterworks, inspired by Muddy Waters' Short Dress Woman. Big legs, tight skirt.
Tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind. Oh, big leg, tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind. I love me, oh baby, I just can't help myself. When I see you walking, walking down the street, when I see you walking, walking down the street. Your big leg, your tight skirt knocks me off of my feet. Big leg, tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind. Oh, big leg, tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind. Like a motor boat, ho. She walk, she rides like a motor boat. She reels, she rocks up and down the street. Big leg, tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind. Oh, big leg, tight skirt, about to drive me out of my mind. It's good. Part the crime out of my mind. Big leg. It's good. Part the crime out of my mind.
In my continuing indignation of overlooked inductees in the Rock Hall of Fame, at the top of the ladies list is Big Mama Thornton, the only woman in rock and rhythm that truly characterized, sorry Mabel, a big sobriquet. By 1961, Thornton was no longer charting discs and recording for micro-labels like Irma with backing group The High Tones, but assuredly not due to diminished faculties. Big Mama's coming home.
Told you that I loved you the day before I left. If you got a woman, put her up on your shelf and I'm coming home.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Big J McNeely and Big John Greer. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com and visit JetMasters2TsAndJet.com to learn more about the review. One can't help but hear the reverberations of this tune, originally cut by Don and Dewey, in Jim Croce's Bad Bad Leroy Brown. For Don and Dewey, it wasn't a hit. But the following year in 1960, the should-have-been-bigger vocal group The Olympics were able to stick the landing on micro-label RV. The Olympics would go on to re-record the song and an answer song, whilst the Kingsmen of Louie Louie fame did a Chuck Berry and scored a hit by reworking it as the Jolly Green Giant, Big Boy Pete.
Yell and scream. Went to Kentucky and had